Hey, oddballs, take out the papers and the trash. Or you won't have no spending cash. And when you're finished doing that, check out this month's oddities, cat. Man, at the... you want to hear about some weird professions? Well, my job is quite normal compared to this stuff. How about a morning clown? That's right, odd jobs. That's what the oddities are this month. Morning clown, an Irish company called Dead Happy Ireland sends out their morning clowns to wakes and funerals. Yeesh. The clowns make balloon animals, squirt water out of their corsages, stumble toward the open casket, and if they're going to fall in, and fart at inappropriate times. Says founder John Brady, I've been to so many funerals and they're always so sad. Wouldn't it be nice to have something funny happen? The cost is a mere 150 euros, or about 220 bucks, and adjusted to about 240 Canadian. Ladies and gentlemen, you could have your own morning clown show up at your funeral. You might want to kill them all with laughter. Here's another odd job for you. Dog poop picker upper. God, this used to be a job exclusively for neighborhood teenagers who needed to earn a little money. But today, dog paw removal is big business. For example, Poop Patrol in San Diego has a fleet of trucks and workers who specialize with extraction tools. Their motto, we're always on duty. I love it. How about a gross stunt producer? Here's an interesting one. Thinking up new and detestable ways to make reality show contestants and viewers cringe, these people create and sample eyeball soups, maggot slushies, and other foul food. If it can't be kept down, said Fear Factor production assistant Joe Silberman, then perhaps it's not edible. Good God. Good God. How about a gumbuster? When there's something strange stuck to the sole of your shoe, who are you gonna call? Gumbusters! Equipped with a contraption similar to a rug cleaner, Gumbusters will superheat the sticky goo so it can be easily washed and vacuumed off the floor or sidewalk. They're in great demand in most major cities, except in Singapore, where chewing gum is actually illegal. Of course, this would be my dream job as a small child, as, you know, I probably chewed a lot of gum from under tables when I was a baby, and a lot of lead paint, more than likely. But you already knew that from listening to me. A lazy boy chair tester. Sounds like a cushy desk job to me. This job is not quite as easy as it sounds. You can work up quite a sweat, though, after the first hour or two, says Mike Pixley, who rocks back and forth up to 2,800 times per shift at the Lazy Boy factory in Monroe, Michigan. Though he only earns $6 an hour, this motivated self-starter, as his friends refer to him, appreciates the great workout for his calves and abdominal muscles. How about a chicken sexer? These skilled hatchery workers must separate baby chicks from gender. Females will become egg layers. Males are saved for later consumption or breeding purposes, or disposed of. How do the sexers determine gender? Well, first they get them half-hammered and ask them why they crossed the road. Was it for a guy or a gal? No, man. Sometimes by the appearance of the feathers, but most often by squeezing the chick until its anal vent opens up. A little bump means it's a male. Isn't that awesome? And here's the job that I used to have. A professional condom tester. Jurex in Australia recruits men of all sizes to try their products and give feedback on comfort and durability. While it's not a paying job, testers receive $60 worth of Jurex products, and one lucky guy wins a $1,000 bonus. And for the ladies, there's a job called tampon tester, but we won't get into that until sometime next month when we're back with more oddities. Get that? Next month, period joke. I tried, okay? I tried.